Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And today we are talking about, I guess we're talking about everybody in this specific entertainment family outside of the most famous celebrity in the family, because we have done a Miley Cyrus episode already. Was that a Patreon episode?
I believe it's Patreon.
If you haven't listened to it, it was actually like kind of fun to record. I think you and I both love talking about Miley. But today we're talking about everybody else. So we're talking about Mr. Achy Breaky, Miss Cool Mom, Miss Black Sheep Sister, Miss Weird Brian Spears brother. We're talking about the rest of the family, and I'm pretty excited.
Me too, because this family to me, like, obviously I love Miley, but I think everyone else is so fucking weird. Do I think Noah's very talented? Yes, but also like very weird to me. Trey Cyrus, I remember he lived in Nashville the same time I did, and my friends would like match with him on Tinder, and I'd be like, you cannot go on a date with Trey Cyrus.
It just feels wrong.
So wrong. And like him and Brenda's songs relationship was so weird. And I mean, Billy Ray Cyrus in general is strange. So I'm thrilled to do this and like learn more about this weird fucking family.
Yeah, I think emphasis on weird. I think that people, you know, people have this idea of like entertainment families. And I think that for the most part, all of them are very strange.
Right.
Entertainment families are weird. They're not just like, what's the word where you don't get along? I can't think of it. Like a family that doesn't get along.
Dysfunctional?
Yeah. They're not just dysfunctional. Like they're like really strange. Like sexually they're weird. Everything is just kind of blurred. Like I feel like Tish is the purest definition of I'm not a regular mom vibes. Like just blurred lines all over the place.
Totally. I mean, they kind of feel like the Hogans to me, which I think we mentioned a few episodes ago, like pop culture wise, but even the way Billy Ray was with like Miley on the cover of magazines, it reminds me of like Hulk Hogan putting lotion on Brooke by the pool.
I know. And like, I guess like there's this assumption that people have where it's like, well, if your parents are on set, then things don't happen to you. Or like, you know, if you have a parent that's around, they're protecting you from everything. And I think that this is a great example of like, you can have a parent around, but your parent is like, look at Billy Ray. You know what I mean? Like, do you really believe that Billy Ray is a responsible human being? Like, I don't think any of us think that, you know?
No, totally. And I'm excited to talk about the other siblings, because it cannot be easy with your sister being Hannah Montana.
I can't even fathom it. And that too, like the fact that in recent years, like it just feels like they've kind of, well, at least Noah has like kind of stopped pretending to maybe be as close to certain family members as we thought. When I was before, it was like the Partridge family, you know what I mean? A big musical family, and they all love each other and they're strumming their guitars on the tour bus and blah blah blah.
Totally. And there's always a new Cyrus. I feel like when there's a new article, I'll be like, wait, I didn't know about this Cyrus. Like, yeah. Like I'm aware of Brandy, but there was like another son that popped up and I was like, wait, who's this one?
Yeah, I know. I didn't pull any Brandy blinds. I honestly almost feel kind of bad that I just assumed that there wouldn't be any. Brandy, we are rooting for you. Living in the shadow of someone else's dream, the whole vibe.
So those are all opinions, and everything from here on out is alleged.
So we start in 2008, and this is grab bag style, so it's going to be a different. You never know what Cyrus you're going to get. You just have to listen for the reveal. What mullet-haired singer cheated on his current wife and ex-wife with both male and females? I bet you could guess that one. That is Mr. Billy Ray, Mr. Achy Breaky.
We're now in 2011, and this is from Blind Gossip. He's talking, he's not talking, he says bad things, he apologizes for bad things, he books shows, he unbooks shows. He's the most powerful person in the family. He's not the most powerful person in the family. He got paid to shut the fuck up. The tattooed teen's tail is totally wagging the dog now. So that's Miley Cyrus being in charge of the family, not Billy Ray.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Right.
I mean, if you've ever seen a young Miley interview with her family, do you remember like her old SNL persona? Like that was the vibe that she was always like telling her dad what to do and shut up, dad, blah, 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 like the whole thing, you know? Like Miley really wore the pants. She wore the chaps, if you will. You remember the secrets I mentioned before? How about not always enjoying just company of women, although there were plenty of women too, and not always a real stickler about identification either. And that is about Billy Ray allegedly bedding Miley's then boyfriend Justin Gaston.
That whole relationship was so bizarre too. I mean, you're letting your 15-year-old date a 21-year-old. I would rather think of Billy Ray fucking Justin than anything else.
It seemed like if that's true, that's the exact thing that we're talking about. Like, entertainment families are so strange. Like, we're, as in a normal family, maybe it would be kind of weird for your dad to have fucked your boyfriend. But in an entertainment family, it's like kind of not weird. And it's like not a big deal.
We're now in 2013. What B-minus list celebrity dad of an A-list celebrity keeps going back to his wife after he promises he won't keep seeing other men? The celebrity dad feels that homosexuality can be cured and that he has a disease. The wife thinks the same way. Their celebrity offspring does not. So Billy Ray just has a disease that he can't shake. He can't shake the gay.
Listen, you can't shake homosexuality. If you could, middle school me would not be sitting here right now.
I'd be dating Chase Crawford. Then I'm like, not a good example.
Yeah. I also, I just recently went and saw Mulholland Drive in the movie theater because they were airing it at this theater near me. And I forgot that Billy Ray Cyrus is in that movie. And it's like, obviously, I think Mulholland Drive is like a 99 movie. Mm. And I was like, damn, like Billy Ray, like obviously I was much too young to really, you know, have been able to jump on the Achy Breaky Heart train. I was a baby. Or not even born, I don't know. But like Billy Ray in the 90s was like really hot. Like it's crazy.
I can remember on either I Love the 90s or like One Hit Wonders, whatever VH1 show it was. But they talked about Billy Ray and how big of a deal he was. And I always thought he was like a big joke of the country music world. So when I saw like his daughter becoming famous, I just remember thinking of all the I Love the 90s and being like that fucking loser.
No, but that is though, like, I feel like if you were like a millennial, you had this idea of who Billy Ray was because of Achy Breaky Heart. Mm-hmm. And like that song became kind of like a meme.
Right.
I didn't look at him as like, I don't know. I didn't look at him as like a real country artist, I'll be honest.
No, he was kind of like the Florida Georgia Line of the 90s.
Yeah. Whereas like maybe he thought he was like the Garth Brooks, if you will. You know, he thought he was like the... But I will say he was a very, very beautiful man. Like I was just like, whoa. Like I knew he looked like that, but seeing him on a big screen, I was like, damn, like I get it now, kind of.
For sure. He rocked that mullet.
He did. I was like, damn, I get why women were fainting at your shows or whatever, I guess. The C-list celebrity who was C-list only because of her A-list celebrity family member is way underage. She was also way drunk earlier this week and made out with a string of guys who were no younger than about 30. This teen needs rehab, but no one will admit it. And that is Noah.
Trigger warning for the next few blinds. We're going to be talking about miscarriages. This C-plus list movie slash television actress probably has B-list name recognition. She is recently reunited with a C-list celebrity who appears to be famous only because of a connection. Anyway, after he apologized repeatedly for months for saying that she caused the miscarriage of their baby, she finally took him back. Probably not a good idea. It was not like he was exactly celibate while they split, even though he told her they were. And that's Brenda Song and Trey Cyrus. Listen, that one song Metro Station had, they had Kelsey and then Shake It. Those two songs are bops, and no one can convince me otherwise.
So one of my really good friends used to be in a relationship with a guy in that band.
Oh my God. No wonder why you're always at Warped Tour.
And it's so odd because, like, Metro Station is one of those bands that you think about and you're like, God, like, a truly like a one or two hit wonder, like really didn't like take off the way that you would think. But it's funny when you're like a degree separated from a band like that and like you just see how serious they take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a joke at all to them, you know?
They actually want to like succeed.
Right. And like to us, it was a song that just like came on like your like chocolate. You know what I mean? You're This former B-list tweener has dated someone close to a former A-list tweener and is dating them again. The couple also have a very close friend who was a child actress herself and almost A-list name recognition. The child actress loves women and has always lusted after the former B-list tweener. She finally got her wish the other night when she had a threesome with the B-lister and the back on again boyfriend. Okay. So the B-list tweener being Brenda Song, someone close to the former A-list tweener, Trey Cyrus, brother of Miley, and the A-list actress being Raven Simone, or Simonier, if you will.
I'm already obsessed with this episode.
And honestly, any mention of Raven, it's like it just goes up for me.
It's like, Raven, do you think you're special because you think Brenda Song's beautiful? We all do.
Hello.
A nurse at a doctor's office is willing to quit her job if the price is high enough to go on the record with a tabloid. The job? She is a nurse at a plastic surgeon's office and knows who got what and when, and specifically has lots of information about that A-list reality star who gave birth not that long ago, and a list of procedures the star had done over the years, including nose jobs, two breast lifts, an augmentation, two tummy tucks, several instances of lipo, including at least two since the birth of her child. It seems that one almost member of the family had a little help in the lower extremities to make him slightly bigger. Nice. The nurse also has informed on this former B-list, mostly television actress, who has not had much work since her hit network show went off air. That actress had multiple breast augmentations, including going up a full size because her boyfriend at the time wanted her to look more like a porn star. That relationship lasted about 3 months. There is not a month that goes by in the past 5 years that the actress has not come in for some procedure. There is the married celebrity mom who has an A-plus list offspring. The mom who is married to a celebrity came in to get butt implants and a breast augmentation and lift. What makes it juicy is that the mom was accompanied by a man to the procedure by someone who was not her husband, but who she was making out with before the surgery and who picked her up after and brought her in for a follow-up. There is the former tween Disney star. Well, multiple ones, really. The one who got naked before has had breast augmentation. The one who's been hooked on drugs has lipo. Wow, okay. So the A-list reality star being Kim Kardashian, the almost member of the family being Kanye West, the B-list television actress being Eva Longoria, the married celebrity mom with A-plus list offspring being Tish Cyrus, who was making out with Bret Michaels, the Disney breast augmentation being Miley Cyrus, and then the lipo being Demi. Bret Michaels and Tish Cyrus make sense.
It's so perfect. It is so perfect. And for some reason, Bret is like always like the guy that almost got the girl, like he almost got Pam. Like he's never like the guy, but he's always almost the guy.
Well, that's why he had his show.
Yeah, yeah, it's the power of Brett. It's also so interesting to me to like the blinds from like pre, even though obviously Instagram was around during this time, like pre-Instagram thought body, like Instabatty, like the alleged plastic surgery of it all, where like now everybody has had those kinds of procedures done.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it was still kind of taboo at this time to be like, Demi may have had lipo. It's like, okay.
It's like, you're just saying that because it's Demi Lovato.
I know. Now every middle school girl has had fucking lipo and like a little. This former B-list tweener split with her celebrity boyfriend after he ended up getting another person pregnant while our tweener was going through a miscarriage. And that is allegedly Brenda and Trace.
I'm glad Brenda got out of that situation.
I know. And now she's living my happily ever after.
How dare. We jump to 2014. This is from Blind Gossip. Weird family fight this weekend. Child cried over coyote snack. Mom the enabler shoved a replacement at her. All better, right? Nope. Everyone was on the phone yelling at each other. Dad criticized mom for not allowing child to grow up and learn to deal with responsibility and pain and disappointment like an adult. Mom responsibly sat down with child to smoke copious amounts of weed together to deal with the pain and disappointment of that criticism. So that's mom being Tish, dad Billy Ray, the child being Miley, and the dog being Floyd. I mean, I think it's okay for Miley to cry over her dog that got eaten by a coyote. Call me crazy.
I know. And that had like a profoundly deep impact on her. Like it literally changed everything about her life.
Totally. And obviously we don't live in California, but I've heard from so many people that coyotes just live up in those hills that people have in their backyards and come like down all the time.
Also, can I just say, it's funny to read blinds about Tish being a pothead or like smoking with her kids or whatever before she was like really open about it. Mm-hmm. And now she's like, I love blunts and I love water bongs and gravity bongs. And she keeps fucking satchels of weed around her. And now she's like full Cheech and Chong.
You heard it here first. Tish Cyrus will be on the next Stoner episode.
She's like, I love weed. Now in 2015, I guess since they did not steer her sister from doing it, the celebrity parents of this mid-teen celebrity can't really do anything about the mid-20s guy who is sleeping with their daughter. And that is Noah. I cannot even... If Miley Cyrus is your troubled older sister, imagine being the troubled, forgotten younger sister. Oh my God.
When I think of Noah Cyrus, I think of her breakup with Lil Xan, where she like sent him a nude of Charlie Puth and he was like, why the fuck would you send me this? We're breaking up.
Yeah.
And like took it to Twitter.
Oh God, that feels like it was 800 years ago now too.
This next blind is from Blind Gossip. This girl with the famous family name is still young and has never done anything notable herself. However, if she feels like she's being treated like a regular person, it seems that she is not shy about dropping her family name for special treatment. She got annoyed after she was told she'd have to wait 30 to 40 minutes for a table at our restaurant. She told the hostess, quote, well, my name is Jane Doe, as in the Doe family, you know, like in Sister Doe and Father Doe. It worked, too. She got seated in less than 5 minutes. And that says it's either Kylie Jenner or Noah Cyrus. But I think by, 2015, people knew who Kylie was.
Yeah, I don't think Kylie would have to explain who her family was. Now, Noah, on the other hand, if the person is older than, like, 22 working at the... We're now in 2016. Apparently, they thought it worked out well for their second youngest kid that this celebrity family has allowed their 16-year-old daughter to now move in with her 28-year-old boyfriend.
I'll just never understand any of that. Like, I am very big age is not just a number kind of person. Until you reach, like, maybe late 20s, early 30s. But if you're like 24, even dating like an 18 year old, I'm like, what's like, they can't go to a bar with you, you know?
I know. And what's even more weird is like, I know that you can't like tell, you can't really tell your children what to do. And in an entertainment family, I guess you kind of have to expect your kids are going to grow up like way faster. But, like, across the board, I think like allowing your teenage kid to live with their like way older partner is so odd. Like, and we all have those parents that we know, friends where you're like, oh, so your mom just like lets your 30-year-old boyfriend live in you guys' house, you know?
Yeah, like I can even remember in high school, there was a couple in our grade that would come to school together and be like, yeah, we slept over. And I'm like, your parents allow that on a school night? Like,
wild. It's very like Lynn Spears being like, you kids mean anything?
We're now in 2017. The only male offspring in this crazy singing celebrity family is this close to a restraining order from his actress ex. Apparently, he has lost his mind that she is dating someone else and she's scared. So that's Trace with Brenda, who started dating Macaulay Culkin.
Best decision she ever made.
For sure.
This final member of this acting slash celebrity slash singing family has a song that is so heavily produced that the original recording and the finished product don't even come close. You won't see her singing a cappella anytime soon. And that is Noah.
I would hate to be called the final member of a family instead of like
the youngest. Ew. Poor Noah, honestly.
I agree. Her music is good too.
She's very, I think she's like a very talented singer. It's sad that like, I mean, she really, she gives Black Sheep Little Sister like not, it's been a long time since we've had a true Black Sheep moment like this.
Even Ashley, as much as she thinks she was the Black Sheep, I'm like, you weren't Noah Cyrus.
No, you ended up being the cool one. Yeah. Like, that's not real Black Sheep shit. This is Black Sheep shit.
This way underage C plus list singer who is way down the ladder of fame in her family and still not legal to vote by a long shot was downing shots and hitting the bong hard this weekend with guys twice her age. And that is Noah Cyrus at the iHeart Music Festival. Hey, iHeart.
I don't think anyone was all that shocked that the boyfriend of this former A-list tweener turned adult singer took the virginity of the sister of the former tweener. This is wild. I mean, yes, she is still underage, but this family is all kinds of strange about men with their young daughters. So this is alleging that Miley's younger sister, Noah, at 17, lost her virginity to Liam Hemsworth.
The sibling lines are blinds that I just can't, like, get behind. Like, also, like, fuck my sister, also fuck my brother. Because we did a Hemsworth episode, and there were blinds that Miley was hooking up with Chris at one point. Like, it's, I just, other than, like, Vanessa Hudgens, I don't believe the sibling blinds.
Okay, here's, this is where I fall. Sometimes I don't believe them, but then sometimes I really do. In the Cyrus family, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I'm a little split down the middle on this one. The Duff sisters, maybe that one was a little bit like whatever, but like them like competing over men. But no, I could see Noah being like, "Wanna fuck me?"
Yeah, but I don't know if Liam would be down. But I guess he is a guy. But I don't know, like Liam to me seems someone who's so materialistic that you have to like look a certain way or else he won't fuck you.
Okay. Liam, can you DM us and let us know if you did in fact fuck Noah Cyrus? Thank you.
Oh God, we have a Kids' Choice Awards blind. Whenever I see those, I like shudder now. This still underage celebrity offspring has already had several rounds of lip filler and Botox and was asking people whether she should get breast enlargement. This family is so strange. That's Noah, allegedly.
Back in the day, this singer was A-plus list for about 6 months. One hit wonders will do that to you. He is probably more famous for his offspring. Anyway, he lives away from his wife and is sleeping with a barely legal teen while his wife has been seeing someone very intermittently and very much on the sly. Not sure why the couple don't re-announce their divorce.
And I,
the, Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I think that blind has been like confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. And they very much give like celebrity, like Hollywood couple who like they almost have like a Will and Jada thing about them, but like less open about it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's like the southern version of Will and Jada.
Yeah, like the Tennessee version. Like I feel like they have absolutely in their years together, obviously invited other people into the bedroom. He's been with men, she's been maybe even with women. Like I feel like they've been very free in their marriage, if you will.
They get away with it because they live outside of Nashville for sure.
First, they're out in the woods doing crazy shit.
This next blind is from the CMT Awards. I'm surprised this B-list dual threat actress has been able to keep it quiet that she's sleeping with the actor who plays her dad on the show. And that's Madison Eisman with Billy Ray Cyrus from Still the King. And I mean, Billy Ray is dating someone who was on Hannah Montana. So to me,
Yeah.
that's not like something that would shock me if that blind's true.
Not even 1%. And I mean, we could go very dark on that, but it's wild to me that where he ended up is crazy. It's actually kind of fucking insane. Like, again, that's such entertainment family shit that he would be dating someone from the set of his daughter's teen show.
It's also disgusting.
It's
And of
too
course,
much.
watching Quiet on Set, I'm like, when's the Disney one gonna come out?
I know, because you know it's I mean, well, maybe it'll never happen because D Disney owns all those networks, but you know,
True, that's true.
probably won't ever happen. But her last boyfriend overdosed multiple times and tried to kill himself. So it is kind of interesting that this former B-list tweener actress turned B-list adult actress is dating a guy who has his struggles with heroin addiction and has also tried to kill himself. He used to be an A-lister. That's very dark. So obviously that's about Brenda formerly dating Trace and then dating Macaulay.
Whatever Brenda and Macaulay have, like, he's never looked better.
No, the way that he looks at her is
Yeah.
like wild. Like sometimes you can just really tell when people are like in love, in love. They're like really, really in love with each other, you know?
Totally. I love them as a couple, too.
I do too.
This celebrity offspring is the youngest and least well-known of a gaggle of celebrities in her family not named Willis. Underage by a mile, this foreign-born singer was holding her hair back while she did a line after line of coke, and that's Noah Cyrus with Labyrinth. And they have a song together, right?
Yes. You also have to imagine that, like, it must be. And this is like really sick, but it's just a reality. Like, for men in Hollywood to sleep with like a Miley is like a conquest because she was like Miss the Queen of Disney. But imagine like how much of a conquest it is for the creepy older man to get the little sister of the Disney girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So this is 2018. This barely legal B plus list singer celebrity offspring of people higher on the list likes people to think she only smokes pot. Nope. She'll take whatever is offered, but her only limit is heroin. Okay, that's a good limit to set, Noah Cyrus.
Yeah. She said, I'll do anything but crack. No crack, girls. This week's episode is sponsored by Base. We've all been there, trying to fit everything we think we might need for a trip, only to end with a suitcase busting at the seams. With Base, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip, no problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes, bring them all with Base. In the case of traveling, actress and model Shay Mitchell is just like all of us. Looking for ways to make travel a breeze. That's why she created Base, the perfect luggage that's fashionable and functional. Airport anxiety is a real thing. Between constantly checking my pockets for my ID or forgetting the gate number, even though I just looked at my boarding pass, I am stressed. But when you travel with Base, your bag has the function and the fashion to keep you calm, carefree, and looking cute. For one thing, airport anxiety is one of the most annoying things. I am so frazzled and so annoying and so on edge and so my worst self at the airport. And nothing annoys me more than when you need something from your bag, but you have like just crap everywhere and your bag is slouchy and you can't find stuff. The thing that I like about this bag, and I've told you guys many times, I'm a bag snob. I like that it sits up and it opens. And when you open it, it stays sitting up and it stays open. So you can sit it down and look through it and not be struggling and losing your mind. It's also very chic. It's designed really cool. Like, I just feel cool carrying it. I'll be completely honest about that. Base is thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushion handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/blinds. Go to basetravel.com/blinds for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/blinds.
This episode is also sponsored by Lumi. This just in, body odor is officially canceled for good this time. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi whole body deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love smelling great, feeling confident from head to toe. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code BLINDS at lumideodorant.com. I personally love using this. I've been trying to get away from certain deodorants that are maybe unhealthy for me. And listen, can you lean in? It's hot out and we're all sweating and I hate smell. If I am next to someone who has body odor, I gotta move on the train and I don't wanna be that person. So I love Lumi for that reason. Again, it is a whole body deodorant. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Think pits, underboob, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Unlike certain traditional deodorants that try and mask odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like pre-deodorant. It's baking soda free and paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Again, I absolutely love this. I can't wait to use it over the summer. I've been trying to get away from certain deodorants, and this one actually works. I feel like there are some deodorants that say they're healthy and you try them and they just simply don't work. But Lumi definitely does. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code BLINDS at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use code BLINDS.
This week's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do when you have a little extra time in your day? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule that is important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Speaking of creative stuff, it's definitely not something that you think of talking to your therapist about. Like when I think of going to therapy, I think about talking about like my family and like, it all started in 1988, that whole thing. But I have actually been talking to my therapist recently more about creative stuff. And it's been such a nice outlet to be able to just like work through creative ideas with somebody who's completely like not biased. Like they don't listen to me, they don't care about any of the content I put out. And just kind of like bouncing ideas off of somebody is so nice and such an unexpected therapy journey that I've taken, not just complaining about how my mom screwed me up. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I know for myself, most things I'm more likely to do if I can do them from my bed. And the fact that you can use BetterHelp from your bed is a big plus for me. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/blinds today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/blinds.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Olieyi was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So we're back to the blinds with 2019. This A-list singer is a celebrity offspring of someone who has had quite the reboot the last 6 months. The offspring is also hooking up with a female barely there celebrity. At this point, the singer is hooking up more often with women than her husband. So all that to say, Miley Cyrus was hooking up with Caitlyn Carter, Brody Jenner's ex. And I still think they had like a weird open relationship thing. Like Brody and Caitlyn were never even married, like officially married. Yeah. And apparently like Liam and Brody used to go surfing together. Like people aren't talking enough about all the weirdness surrounding those two couples and that they were probably hooking up and Caitlyn and Miley were just like, peace.
I find it very unnatural for Brody to be in a relationship where you're not hooking up with other people, whether it be her or Avril or whoever. Like, Brody is an open relationship kind of guy, you know?
For sure.
As much as you could guarantee that Brody will, like, be wearing Dickies when you see him, you could also guarantee that he's, like, meeting multiple women at once.
He loves a backwards trucker hat, no matter what year it is.
And I love it for him. It was a newsworthy gift for sure from this A-list rapper slash singer to this former A-list singer. The thing is, though, the record label paid for it along with the company that delivered it in exchange for the publicity that they knew would occur. And that is Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus in reference to Billy Ray giving him a Maserati. Oh, that wasn't from the kindness of his heart. You mean that you tell me that was for publicity?
What a silly blind. Like, leave Lil Nas X alone. We jumped to 2020, so I can only imagine the COVID blinds are about to read. This actress probably peaked at C+ list, maybe B- if you're being really generous. She does come from an acting family, though, where some parts of the family achieved her level of fame and others achieved A-list. She says when her youngest sibling was about 12, but looked 20, that the accused former tween slash teen star hit on the tween actress all the time and did everything possible to be alone with her. He was in his mid-20s. So Brandy Cyrus allegedly said that Jason Earls from Hannah Montana constantly hit on Miley Cyrus. Yeah, you know, I don't think it's appropriate for, like, you know, Jason Earls, who's 28, playing like her 16-year-old brother. And even like One Tree Hill recently, there was this character, Gigi. She was 13 when she started the show and had to make out with Lee Norris, who was like 24.
Eek. Oh, that gave me goosebumps.
I mean, just talk about like the actress who played Allison on Pretty Little Liars. She was 13 making out with like 20-something-year-olds.
Sorry. The thought of my kid being like 13 or 12 years old, just like on a set, is so crazy to me. Like, I could never, I couldn't do it.
No, and it's hard because obviously you want to like support your kids' dreams, but you're like, listen, you're not going to be an actress right now.
I know. And we actually, like months ago, I remember us having a conversation in one of our happy hours about like how you deal with kids in the industry. And somebody had brought up like using AI children. And I think that's a step too far. Like the thought of having only AI children in movies and TV is so scary to me. But there's definitely something we could do. My God. Last year, I begged the girlfriend of the wannabe Post Malone / half a pill rapper to leave before it was too late. That she didn't need to fake a pregnancy and should just leave. That the loser from the Inland Empire would dump her in a second. And said she thought she could keep him with a face tattoo. He dumped her and went back to his celebrity ex, who was equally as stupid for taking him back. So that is Lil Nas X, Noah Cyrus, and Annie Smith. And it says in parentheses, Noah Cyrus reunites with rapper X Lil Xan for a car ride after their tumultuous public breakup.
That's so weird. So it says it's Lil Nas X, but it's actually Lil Xan.
Yeah. I don't know why it said that. I'm like, no.
Lil Nas X is gay.
Date him.
This celebrity offspring, who is probably B-minus list, is third place in her family as far as being on the list goes. She also was going to try and smuggle drugs on a recent international flight until she told the person who she was with, who grabbed them and threw them away. Okay. I'm glad Noah Cyrus wasn't able to bring drugs to Dubai.
She said, could you go flush all of this real quick? Thank you. After an award show last night, this B-list singer from an entertainment family orally serviced a guy that she met an hour earlier in the backseat of a car. I mean, who hasn't given a blowjob at the CMT Awards?
Sounds like everyone who goes to the CMT Awards just gets beyond fucked.
Yeah.
This B-minus list celebrity from a celebrity family where she is just middling is being passed around by several different rappers, including her ex who treated her horribly. And yeah, that's allegedly Noah Cyrus, but it doesn't say what other rappers.
We are in 2021. She doesn't need the money, but wants the attention. This B-list celebrity who is third most famous in her family and will never catch them wants to do an OnlyFans. She thinks it will make her money. She thinks it will make her more famous than the rest of her family. I mean, listen, if Iggy Azalea can be the most followed person on OnlyFans in the world, anything is possible.
Totally. And if people like want to have an OnlyFans, good on you for having that confidence. Because as much as I would like to, like, there's no way I could.
I was actually listening to somebody talk about it the other day, and they were saying, like, it may have actually been Tana, but they were saying, like, you know, it's just so funny, like, the stuff that people will get judged for on OnlyFans when, like, people post revealing shit for free on Instagram and TikTok, like, all the time. Like, what's the difference between saying, like, I'm going to wear a bikini on this website, and I just want you to pay for it?
I completely agree.
No, who cares? Not everybody on OnlyFans is like doing bukkakis. Some people just are posting like Holly Madison.
A tasteful nude.
Yeah, a sexy photo shoot.
Considering the longtime hate and animosity between this former A-plus list tweener turned A-minus list adult singer and this always troubled A-minus list singer, who was also on television as a youngster, the new pairing of the troubled singer is shocking. It's also a guaranteed attention grabber. So that is when Demi Lovato was spotted holding hands with Noah Cyrus. And then there's obviously like so many blinds and so many rumors that Miley and Demi have always hated each other.
Yeah, but Demi and Noah share a creative and spiritual bond.
Oh, yes, of course.
It can't be broken. We're now in 2022. In a pairing I did not see happening, this A-list music manager that all of you know has been hooking up with this much younger singer offspring of at least one A-lister. We have read this before, but it's always worth reading. That is alleging that Scooter Braun was hooking up with Noah.
We need to do an updated Scooter episode. So we have one on Patreon from like 2021, but I think an updated one would be really fun.
I agree. A lot's happened since then. We've changed a lot. He's changed a lot.
This B-minus list celebrity who has multiple celebrity offspring and has no chance to ever be the highest one in the family on the list thinks everything is perfect right now, but things have a way of going very south very quickly with her current boyfriend. A long list of women will attest to that. And that is Tish and Dominic Purcell. I'm sorry, every time I almost say Trish. Tish is such a tough name.
I know. The new soon-to-be wife was indeed on set of the children's show, Hannah Montana. There are apparently pictures of her at a very young age at a birthday party for this A-list singer, sometimes actress, Miley, and the man, Billy Ray, that she is going to marry. It's so dark. Oh my, not her being at his daughter's childhood birthday parties. No. Can't. That's too much. I didn't even think about all of that.
That's where we draw the line.
Oh my God. Can you imagine looking through your childhood pictures and being like, now my dad's married to my friend?
I don't think I'd ever recover.
Oh, so my dad is Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's just start there.
This B-list celebrity, who's about third highest on the list in her family, is still super young. Her new boyfriend said she should get fillers, so she did, and it looks awful. And that's about Noah. And I think that was like a news thing. People were like, what the fuck happened to Noah's face?
Yeah, she went full, like, Uncanny Valley. It was like, oh, okay. And she bleached her eyebrows. This, which I love, by the way. I love a bleached eyebrow, but it was not a great moment. I just want to say that in case Julia Fox is listening. Throw this into the Family Feud, Cyrus. The young daughter, Noah Cyrus, was also sleeping with this female A-list singer, Demi Lovato, who has had a long feud with the older daughter, Miley. There were threesomes going on with the actor, Dominic Purcell, the daughter, and the A-list singer. Jesus Lord. This is a lot. Wait. Is this alleging that there were family threesomes going on? Is that what they're saying?
No, it's saying that allegedly Noah, Demi, and Dominic would have threesomes together. And this is a blind from 2022. So this might still be true. The Cyrus family hasn't really like debunked all of this other than being like, nah, that's crazy.
Listen, if my girlfriends were being wild, 13-inspired young ladies hooking up and doing all kinds of crazy shit in Ohio when we were in the early 2000s, you just have to assume that Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus at some point had a little fun together. You know, crazier things have happened.
No, this is about Noah. So again, this is the Noah and Dominic, like, that they were hooking up before he got with Tish.
But the threesomes, though, right, are Miley. Wait, I'm confused.
It's Demi and Noah with Dominic. But it was just referring to Demi and Miley having like a long-standing feud.
Okay, got it. They're the feud. Okay, now it's a whole different thing.
Demi, we would... I know usually we don't like ask for you to weigh in on things, but this time we need you to. This still not old enough to drink B-minus list celebrity offspring who has higher on the list family members. If you guys don't know, Noah Cyrus is third on the list of Cyrus famous people. Okay. She went off on a doorman who wouldn't let her in the club. The manager of the club overruled the doorman and also let in her friends too, all of whom were not legal to drink. The offspring, after being let in, told the doorman to stay in his lane and that celebrity always wins. Unfortunately, she's true. She's correct.
Unfortunately, yes. This married not all that long ago foreign-born actor has been hooking up with a waitress. That seems pretty boring until you learn that he met the waitress at the wedding reception. So, oh God. So that's Dominic and Tish.
This next blind is from Janet Charlton. Although she's not famous for her own accomplishments, this Hollywood fixture is a household name thanks to her multi-talented children and former spouse. Because of these connections, she's worth millions and millions. She recently found love again, but some insiders fear her new boo is only with her for the money. He's a washed-up actor who hasn't had much success in recent years. He's also flat broke, and his last girlfriend wound up paying for everything, including his rent, which is why she eventually dumped him. He's now showing off his new flashy car and $50,000 gold and diamond watch. All compliments to this new woman. And that's Tish with Dominic Purcell. And again, that's when like Brayson Cyrus came out and said something about the wedding, and Brayson was a new character for me.
This barely there celebrity who was a sibling to an A-lister got rejected by a teen mom and another D-lister. He needs rehab and has been telling friends that he has sex tapes of some of his famous exes. So that's Trace. And it doesn't say the teen mom, though.
We can guess. We can take some guesses.
Well, isn't it Farrah?
I was going to say Farrah, or also, like, weirdly, I was thinking, like, Janelle. I don't know why she popped into my brain.
Me too. But it's the answer is Farrah, though. It has to be. I mean, come on.
I'm shocked they made it down the aisle. Not as shocked as the A-list actress from an acting family who tried to get him to walk down the aisle. Noticeably absent from the big day were the two offspring, who got all their money from their dad. The ones who have their own income and live off the royalties of the rich sibling were in attendance for mom, who's now going to fully immerse in that BDSM lifestyle. What a mouthful. Okay, so again, that's the Tish wedding, and Noah and Brayson didn't go because allegedly they get all their money from Billy Ray. Trace and Brandy were there along with Miley. But now it's alleging, I mean, Noah was allegedly not there because she was fucking Dominic as well. We don't know.
I'll never get bored of celebrities having alleged BDSM lifestyles. Like, that is so funny to me, the way it's written about.
How dare they?
The actor who starred in the Jail show recently got married. He just made his new wife get him a car worth six figures. He didn't even make six figures last year, and that is Dominic. And... obviously Tish is gonna give sugar mama. Come on now. Come on.
Absolutely. This is from the Grammy Awards. This B plus list celebrity was being texted by this A-list actor all night. Nothing wrong with that. They sleep together. Nothing wrong with that. One little catch is the actor also sleeps with the mom of the celebrity. So this is the blind item I was talking about during one of our pop culture kikis, because everyone was saying it was Brandy Cyrus with Dominic, but allegedly it was actually Noah.
That, I mean, I guess that makes a lot of sense. Jesus. It is exceedingly rare that this weekly tabloid breaks any kind of news or makes anyone mad at them. That the story about the mom, Tish Cyrus, stealing the actor, Dominic, from the daughter, Noah, it's probably true, because the tabloid is willing to tick off the more famous side of the family, Miley, to do so. The mom was married longer than the daughter is old, and they both slept with the same guy who was 30 years older than the daughter. Good God. This family. A mess.
And I don't remember that being like in the tabloids really until recently, like 2022. I don't remember that really being talked about.
I don't either, but I was also thinking like maybe I just overlooked it because I don't really check for Tish. Like if I see a Tish article, it's not likely that I read it, if I'm honest.
The celebrity mom who stole her daughter's boyfriend is now on version 4 of what happened. Nobody believes any of her other versions. And then it says Tish Cyrus reveals her regret as a mother amid claims she's spiraling out of control because of rumored rift with daughter Noah.
As with many feuds in the family, the one involving several celebrity offspring of an A-list singer slash bad actor, this one stems over money. And that is Miley and Noah. And it says in parentheses, Noah Cyrus calls out. Oh, that's when Noah called out Miley in that interview and said, quote, the disrespect in a comment on the interview.
We're now in 2023. This barely there celebrity parent to several celebrities, including an A-lister, should be careful with the new actor boyfriend. There are some actresses in town who have a tale or two to tell about his behavior. I can only imagine what people have to say about Dominic Purcell at this point. I mean, he dated like, what's her name? He dated the girl from 90210 forever, and she's wild. Annalyn McCord.
Yes. So underrated. Just want to throw that out there. And we are now in 2024, which means that we are up to date. So now that we're looking at our notes, the threesome blind that I didn't know how to read and still am not really sure I understand was actually from 2024. So not 2023. I guess, you know, threesomes happen at different times of the year. You can't really, you know, it is what it is.
Who's to say it didn't happen in 2023?
Yeah, with the Cyrus family, you never know.
So Troy, is the Cyrus family rotted?
They are. But you know, I don't know. I guess like the Cyrus family is interesting because they're not like we always compare them on the show to the Hogans because like that's the other messy family. But they're not looked at like that. Like they still somehow remain very highbrow, even though they're very messy.
That's true. And people are still just like, Miley's the bad one. People can't get her like bangers era out of their head. So yeah, you're right with that. I don't think people like you said, check for Tish. People don't check for the Cyrus family unless it has to do with Miley.
Yeah, I feel like people are just waking up to how actually messy and interesting they really are and how messy they've always been. Mm-hmm. People just didn't really pay attention to it. But unfortunately, yeah, they're a messy, rotted family, but they're very fun.
Before we say goodbye for the week, we just wanted to remind you guys, we are on tour in May and June. Please get our tickets. Link is in the bio. We were also just in Interview Magazine, which was really exciting. So make sure you check out that article. It was really fun.
Yes. A literal dream come true. Like an actual dream realized. But yeah, we love you guys very, very much. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.